It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being headless.
Ooh, yeah.
You can join our chat room, DenPen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. You can also watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. We're trying StreamYard tonight. See if that doesn't echo. But if that echoes, we're not doing the video stuff anymore. That's just going to be the end of it. I've spent way too many man hours and had way too many people trying to help. So I will just cancel the pay Zoom subscription, and that will be that. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, if we are echoing on the Facebook page, then just go to davincomedy.com and chat there. And Pip will check that, and it sounds good there. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Everybody.
Joe is in transit, but I think, Joe, you there? No.
He said he knew he wasn't.
Well, no, he said he was leaving the phone on.
I know, but I didn't think he was going to be ready.
Well, I thought he might be listening. Anyway, Joe will be here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Joe will be here shortly. And really, you know, a lot of segment one is dedicated to Joe because he's had a lot of goings on.
Yes.
And I leave you kids unattended for a few weeks. You know,
stuff happens.
I go and do my own thing. You know, I leave you, especially Joe. It seems like whenever I leave Joe to his own devices,
that he breaks down a little.
Something always happens. Something always happens. It always goes, well, I mean, he broke down his, well, I'll let him tell you what he did, but you know, it's been personal stuff in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's property stuff. I mean, he cannot be left alone.
No, I mean, I generally cannot be left alone either. I start chewing on all the slippers, but I controlled myself while you were away.
Okay. On the show, Louisiana wants women to deliver babies that have no chance of living. That is, that's not a fun story.
No, that's really
I didn't even know, we'll tell you about it in a little bit. I didn't even know such a thing was possible, the one particular ailment that this woman's child has.
I brought it up.
When did you bring it up?
When Joe and I were debating
abortion.
Brought up this exact scenario.
I brought that up. That was a couple months ago when I warned Joe. I said, don't do it. I said, do not. And I don't usually do that. But I said, do not do it. And he engaged. He engaged, and I knew what it was going to be, and it was very serious and at times angry conversation. Not sure it was exactly right for this forum. But there it was. So I admittedly, I checked out.
Yeah.
Because the kids were fighting. And I knew nobody's mind was going to change.
No.
I knew that.
There would be no.
I knew there was no give and take. I knew how passionate you were about this. And it wasn't like this topic where it's like a specific thing. It was the generalities of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So at least when it's a specific thing, you can go, well, that makes sense, or that doesn't make sense,
right?
You know, so like, oh, the baby's 2 weeks past due, yeah, we can abort it. Well, that doesn't make sense.
No,
the baby's gonna come out a sea monkey, you have to deliver it to term. Well, that doesn't make sense. You know, there are certain
things,
yes,
that make sense. Yes.
But
agreed.
Anyway, School of Fools, a Texas school district lets the public decide what books should be in their school libraries. This was my blog for this week. I feel I wrote a very entertaining and opinionated blog. I felt happy about this blog.
Oh, good. I actually have to go read it.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I have not read it yet.
That's okay. That's all right. Because you have the living, breathing blog.
Yes, right here.
Where's the video? Why did our video disappear?
There we go. It looked like we were twirling sparklers in a circle in the dark.
It did.
Which is a really weird version of our show.
Yes. But the time is not right.
My hair is.
Oh, no, your hair's in your face?
Yes.
Anyway, I was happy with that blog. So it's basically the law in brief is in this particular school district, anybody can challenge whether a book should be on the school libraries, and the book gets pulled 30 days for it to be reviewed further, which, well, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss the merits of that. Nazi news. A school picks a new logo, and it looks very Nazi-ish.
It looked remarkably similar to something.
Very, very, very Nazi-ish.
Yeah.
Perhaps not a good choice.
Not the best.
Subscribing to fast food services. This was actually a story that came out several months ago, but I just hadn't gotten around to it. But, you know, I asked the folks if they would subscribe to a fast food service. And people weighed in. Some people have. Yeah. Some people have. No, some people are completely against it. We'll talk about that. And especially because I'm going to talk about fast food service in a little while. I wouldn't subscribe to any of it, but that's me.
Yeah.
A new segment called People Are Stupid. Which, I mean, is a common segment on this show, but sometimes they're just such things that is like, it's like there's no way out of it. Like, I'll give you an example. Okay. Not that it's this story, but when Marjorie Taylor Greene said California forest fires were started by Jewish space lasers, you go, okay, what type of stupidity are you are playing to a completely, there's no way to justify that.
Yeah, well, I have a question about not that.
The one we picked this week?
No.
Did you agree that it was worthy of its own segment?
Oh, yeah, no, I think so. Oh, yeah, because it constantly comes up.
Right, but I'm saying the story for this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. What was your question?
How much do you know about Reddit?
A little. I know a little bit about Reddit.
Okay, so... I mean, I've been watching, I like to watch the reaction videos on YouTube.
Okay.
Because some of the people are really funny.
Reactions of what?
Well, they're, a lot of times they react to other things that are on social media or on, TikTok or whatever.
So you want to see people, so your dream would be watching people react to reaction videos. That would be amazing for you.
I'm so hard right now.
Yeah, like just seeing other people react to the same type of reaction videos that you like on social media. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's very meta.
Okay. It's not meta at all.
Reacting to reaction videos.
No, it's just, there's nothing meta about it. It's just a little sad. But anyway, go on.
All right.
There's a lot of sad stuff on
the internet. Yeah, do you know my life? Yeah.
I try to improve it, but it's hard. But anyway, go on.
So, there's a whole genre of that on YouTube.
Okay.
People reacting to different
Listen,
things.
They have on YouTube, and they're very popular. People watching people play video games, very popular. Watching people open up packs of baseball cards, very popular.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen.
There's a niche for every...
Not for me, but apparently I'm not a niche. But yeah, I mean, listen, if it's inane enough and mindless enough, people will watch.
Yes, absolutely.
and that's where you come in.
Well, television proved that years ago, but I'm just saying that this
listen,
is a new
I was going to say, well, I watch highbrow stuff, which I do, but I also watch a lot of trash. So, I mean,
same.
I've seen every episode of Jersey Shore and all the incarnations, and really, it's not even very good anymore, to be fair. I mean, but initially, excellent. But anyway, trash, but excellent.
Yeah, no, I like trash, and I also like highbrow. It's like, I like the whole genre.
And you like mindless crap. Anyway, yeah. So you're watching these reaction videos.
Yeah, and a lot of them lately have been reacting to things that are on Reddit. And then their community, chimes in.
So the Reddit community chimes in on the people reacting to things on Reddit.
No. No. The people on YouTube react to things on Reddit.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
So nobody's going outside. Nobody's getting laid.
No. Clearly, no.
There's no fresh air. There's not even a Sudoku. There's not.
Yeah. Lisa says, that proves that people will watch anything. Yes, I will.
Yes. Okay. Wow. Wow. The fact that, you know, ugh. Go on.
Yeah. So, I mean, so this genre exists, and they're talking about these
subreddits.
Subreddits. You
know? Which I believe are tangents, more or less tangents, I think. I mean, I don't really go on Reddit a lot. I mean, I know Joe does because that's where he receives his hate, and justifiably so. But like from the Anthony Cumia show, I know that he's been hated on there, according to him.
So have we.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really go on Reddit. I know of it.
I don't mean on Reddit. We've been hated by his audience.
Oh, okay. So I think like subreddit, I thought they're like, well, you know, we have a topic, Pip Helix, for instance.
Yeah.
It would be the Reddit. And then like a subreddit would be Cat Lives of Pip Helix.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think if
I don't think this is a subreddit then. It's just...
I don't know if I'm right, because...
They have categories.
Okay.
You know, like, they have one called Malicious Compliance, where people do to the letter what somebody asked them to do.
We call them Nazis.
No.
We're just following orders.
Well, that would be malicious compliance.
It most certainly would.
No, it's sort of like if somebody tells you that you are... not allowed to walk on the floor, you say, okay, and you walk all over the furniture.
So that's like what my dad was ahead of his time, apparently. My dad should have had his own category for this. When like he would ask you, how much cake would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny piece, which is a very common response.
Yeah.
And he would give you like a crumb.
Yes, if you go a thin slice and they give you paper worth of...
Yes.
Yes.
So my Milt Rosenblatt, ahead of his time.
Yes. He pioneered...
Milt Rosenblatt, worthy of subreddits. Now, Reddit, he probably thinks... he probably does... Like, oh, yeah, I got the newspaper, and then I read it. He probably thinks that's what Reddit is. I assure you,
yeah.
Milt Rosenblatt has no idea... Of the website Reddit. And to be fair, nor should he.
No, he should not. If he did, I'd be very frightened.
Yes, but anyway.
So the thing that I was reading, I can't remember which category it was because they have different ones. And this person started telling a story about when she was a nurse in a nursing home, and this older person was really cranky, and everybody disliked that patient because they were so mean. And then when she was new, she had to go in his room, and he was just as mean to her as everybody else told her he was going to be. And so she was just having a day, and she just let him have it. And somehow he kind of like sickly liked her because she let him have it. She didn't put up with his guff. They became friends, da-da-da, end of his life. He sits her down, and he's like... She can tell that he might be going. And he's like,
she's a nurse. It's her job.
Yeah. Could you stay a little bit later? So she's like, yeah, I have nothing to do.
And suck my dick one last time. that'd be my last request.
Yeah, from her. And then you get smacked into hell.
But he likes that too. So he win-win.
Yeah. Win-win.
You know, he likes her not taking crap. So he would like that, or he would like the BJ, the oral treat. And really, how could you refuse
a dying man's
request for one last BJ?
Easily.
No. You get on your knees and you please, woman. Because you know what? You are sending him to heaven with a smile, and you will get extra angel points, too.
Oh, is that how?
Absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, this story goes on.
That wasn't the point.
No, that wasn't.
There's more to this story?
Well, the thing was that she said that...
Oh, there's Joe. Let's add Joe.
Okay.
Go on. You can talk
while he starts telling the story. The man starts... He goes, I want to tell you the story. And then he starts telling the story about how his stepfather beat him up, and then how he ended up killing his stepfather by throwing him down this well in the woods. And then he had bullies from school, and one day he couldn't take it. He ended up having them all go down the well and die. And then he starts like randomly killing people and throwing them in the well. But then he starts hearing voices coming out of the
this
well.
Is the guy telling him.
Yeah.
So the guy's throwing people in the well.
Yeah, he's throwing people in the well.
And he's this is his deathbed confessional.
He's confessing to the nurse, and she's like, ah!
Okay.
And then, so he's telling the story, and something outside starts growing and slobbering and making its way towards the window. And telling that these voices are coming up out of the well, and he hears them all the time. And then they see the
all right, he's like having a deathbed delusion.
Well, she can see it, too.
Oh, she can see it, too.
Yeah, she sees this thing.
What is this, like a rejected Stephen King transcript?
This is what it reads like, exactly like that.
What are you doing? But you know, I need to give you more shit to do.
But wait, so that's not even the weird shit.
Okay.
So I read through this whole thing, and I'm like, this did not happen. This is a work
what
of fiction.
What the hell? Hold on. Ooh.
We lost internet. All right.
Oh, poop.
God damn it. All right, we got to call them.
All right.
I got just hang on. Hang on.
Oh, it froze on the most delightful look on my face.
Oh, yeah.
I look like I just, like, had a fly go up my nose.
And you're wondering where it landed.
Is that in
I think it's there.
Is that in my sinus cavity?
Pippa, can you, like, try to focus and, like...
What am I supposed to be doing?
I don't know, but whatever you are doing instead of, I don't like it. So...
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but I feel like I need to burn the puppet now. Because of you.
I like this puppet.
Well, I mean, play with it, but don't be a creep. It's like a kid's toy, and you're like, you would lure them into, like, Joe's old van with it.
Yes.
But no, you wouldn't lure them in because no kid would go in with it. But like once they were in, you'd like tie them up. And before you did your horrible helix things, you would like the dancing puppet.
My horrible helix things.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Sorry about that, everybody who is watching and listening. If you were not listening on the break, Pip was violating a puppet I've had since the first grade. I mean, here, hand me the puppet. Hand me the puppet.
Okay.
I'll put it on the screen. Or you could do what you were doing with the puppet on the screen.
Okay.
So, hold on. I have to add. Hold on. Let me add you. All right. There, we're all there. So this is my charming little puppet, a little friendly puppet. Oh, you know, I've had it since the first grade. Got it at a popular mall. Nothing creepy. Nice puppet. Good for young boys and girls. And then Pip gets her filthy mitts on it. Here, do it. Do what you do, you animal.
Yeah.
She froze again. Her hands above it.
Okay. Am I on now?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, she's just a creep. You're just.
You have to turn the nice puppet into a creep.
She does, right? You see it. You see it, right?
It's. Get out of me with that thing. Put that down, Christ.
Right? Right? Thank you. I'm playing with the puppet. It's a happy-go-lucky puppet. Nothing wrong with it. Nostalgia. Cute. Haven't seen anything like that. Pip.
Yeah, it looks like it's a happy puppet and wants to be friends with children. Meanwhile, she gets a hold of the thing. It looks like it just murdered a family.
Yes! Yes! Thank you.
How do you know it didn't?
Because you just, like the super slow-mo. Like, I know you can't change the expressions on the puppet, but somehow, like, the filth from your brain seeps into the little puppet head brain. Like, you're just despicable. You're just a horrible, like... Seriously, I've had this puppet since, like, 1981, we'll say. Like, 1980, 81. We're talking about, like, a 42-year-old puppet. Nary a scary thing about it. Took it with me to school, show and tell, little cute dad. And then Pip sees it in my office. Whatever. You know what? Stop touching stuff.
The worst part of that thing, when you got that puppet, I already was a lumberjack working for Georgia Pacific by then.
I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
You know, stop ruining memories. I'm not your... My memories are not your husband's life. There's no need to ruin it. Ugh. God. You know, you're just despicable. All right, tell your never-ending Reddit story.
All right.
and unhand my now I got to get like Lysol wipes and everything to like bathe the puppet. I need to put it in like holy water, like baptize the puppet or something, just to get the stench of awful Helix thoughts off of it. Like, I can never like look at the puppet like, oh, just walking by, oh, this was a good time, take it out, hey, a little puppet, and go. Can never do that again, because Pipto's like the slow, eerie thing. Like, I know where mommy is. She's in the bottom of my coat.
I didn't even have to say.
Every time you walk past it, it brought up lovely childhood memories. Now you walk past it, you gotta watch your back. Stupid got a hold of it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't even want it in the house now because you've ruined it.
Hold on, I have a lighter.
No, you know, no, you're just a terrible human being.
Oh God! You know what? And I didn't have to say a word. I just had to turn the.
No, you have an awful aura. You have an awful aura about you, and it translates to children's toys.
Aura?
No, aura.
Aura.
An awful aura.
Yes. Yes. I know.
Ugh. All right, go on with this never-ending Reddit story.
All right.
I mean, like, is the point that they have this ridiculous story?
Well, the point is, they had this ridiculous story where this tree turns into a monster with a face, and he hears voices and all stuff. And I was like, I'm reading this, and it was supposed to be a true story about when somebody died in a nursing home.
You know how all horror movies start? This is a true story. You dipwit. They all say that.
But it seemed like that was what the topic was about. You know, the topic for that Reddit area was tell stories.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me somebody did not follow the rules online? Somebody was misusing a platform?
This isn't the scary part. The commenters?
Yes.
All commented as if it was real.
Okay.
No, not okay.
Why?
They were like, did he still hear voices? Do you hear voices now? Oh, when it was walking towards the window, could you see all of its faces? Where they're the faces of the dead people? It's like they were asking the writer questions like it really happened to them. And I was like, are they all insane?
Or maybe they're just doing a put on.
I guess so. But I was
maybe you're giving them the type of attention mommy and daddy and girls don't.
I was just wondering, is this the kind of thing that they do in this group? You know, like,
well, would you stick around for more story times with idiots?
No, I didn't. I was done.
Like, what did you want to hear out of this thing? Like, did you want people to go, well, this is a bunch of crap? What did you want them to do?
Well, I did want somebody to acknowledge that it wasn't a true story.
So why didn't you?
Because they universally were all accepting it as true and making comments based on the fact that this was a true story.
So you're chicken shit. You're scared.
No, I was kind of like, is that what you're supposed to do here, or am I the only idiot that blundered into this part of the internet and thought it was supposed to be true? I just. Like, it made no sense to me that it was clearly a fake story, and everyone was like, oh, that was really fascinating. It was so nice of you to sit there with that man. None of that shit happened.
How do you know?
Because it was a thing that morphed out of a tree with faces, and it was misshapen, and it was making its way scarily towards the window.
Moses spoke to God out of a burning bush. You know, you can't trust Flora.
You know I'm an atheist. I don't buy that stuff either.
But then why are you reading shit on the internet? I mean, like, seriously, it's for morons and you.
I guess.
Well, you're outraged that there's idiots online. This is what you're bringing to us. I can't believe there's idiots out there. On a night where we have a segment called People Are Stupid, you're like shocked, but how could this be? On a night where we have something more ridiculous than even that, you're like, I just don't understand. How are these people populating the earth, let alone the internet? On Reddit, a nice, wholesome, friendly place that's moderated by the best society has to offer, and this is going on. I don't understand.
It was Reddit.
Oh, believe me. I go on Reddit. If I read stuff about me on Reddit, they're awful. It's like, why is Joe Curry and the comedians in the compound? Anthony's the only one that likes him. He should die. You know, yeah, it's little things like that.
He
and
should
Anthony die. Tells me, stop reading Reddit, because I'm reading the post. He goes, stop reading Reddit. He goes, it drove me nuts. It's driving you nuts. Just stop reading the fucking thing. They're all assholes. I know, but they intrigue me. Stop reading fucking Reddit. All
right. You know what? The two of you nitwits need to get together on a weekend night and just sit there and read Reddits together. Because clearly this is who it's geared to. You two. You two sad souls who have nothing better. You know what this is like? Like, when I started doing comedy, lo, those many years ago, for the first bunch of years that I was touring, I would read the comedy club comment cards.
Oh,
this one likes me. Oh, my God, this one hated it. And they want me to what? And they think my act is... And then you go, wait a minute. Why am I reading this? These people have no accountability. This is stupid. Screw these people. Because even if there's 100 that love me, I'm going to focus on the one that hates me. And not my night, my week, my months will be ruined. Focus on it. But you two are like, oh, this sounds intriguing.
Well, the thing that I get it, and we did on the show the last time because I was answering back all the people with the comments because they're wrong. Oh, Joe Curry said no. That show graded it a B+. It was a good show. And you know what? You want to know something? If it's ever when I had a bad set, oh, Curry really sucked. Yeah, boy, I don't know what the hell happened that night. But, you know, it pisses me off because they're wrong. I mean, if I had a bad set, Curry, I don't know what the fuck he's on the show. Boy, I maybe got a point. But you know how you do. When you're doing stand-up, you know how you do. You know, so if...
But again, why are you responding to unfunny incels? Who cares? Lisa with a good comment. I guess you posted that. It says, "Don't waste your energy trying to figure out Reddit."
Yeah, you're supposed.
That's what Anthony tells me. You know.
Yeah.
Who knew Lisa and Anthony were of one mind? I did not have that on the money line.
I know. But I didn't either.
I mean, listen, like. Like if I know what's going to happen. If I get this Fallon thing, if I get it, they post it online. Mm-hmm. And then am I going to read the comments or not? I mean, that's going to be the thing. Because there you are. But this is why people just don't enable comments. Because it's like, you know what? For what?
Yeah, no, you don't. Because I know that the internet is a filthy place. Except for you, dear viewers. But it's just that I went in trusting the title of the area that's what these people were going to do in there. And I was like, are they all crazy? They're pretending this stuff is real. So I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Pip's the type of person that like gets an internet and goes, ooh, this hot man wants to meet you. And she opens it up in a surprise when it's not a hot man who wants to meet her. But it was in the subject line. But he says lives local. I how do they know where I live? But I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust because it's the internet.
But you said... But you said loves cats.
No, said loves pussy. You misinterpreted.
Oh, is that what you meant?
I forgot, for God's sakes. Okay, all right. So don't go there anymore.
I it's a bad place.
What was the point of this?
Well, the whole thing was that I couldn't understand why this whole group of people just pretended that. I mean, there was an elephant in the room, and I so wanted
there's a whole group of people that thinks Marjorie Taylor Greene makes sense and goes, Jewish space lasers? I could see that. Yeah. People are stupid. We have a segment tonight debuting it, and you again, Pip is stupid. That needs to be another segment, Joe. Make a stinger for that. Pip is stupid. I mean,
We've established that.
We have not. Usually we say it's Joe, but you know, you ran right past the tape. You know, Joe is not acting stupid. Pip's like, don't worry, I'll run through the line. I'll be as dumb as they come.
Joe, hold my beer.
if Joe's holding a beer, he's drinking a beer. He's not holding it for you, dear. Okay?
Joe, drink my beer.
That might happen. Yeah. That could happen. But I mean, you're like, but all these people online, it's like they weren't well educated. I don't know what was all these people who dedicated time to comment on a subreddit. I'm thinking they're not that bright.
It was just if somebody said these are true, you know, not true stories, but like work stories, and they started telling something about their boss was being a pain in the ass and how they were like they decided to yell at them, and all of a sudden they pushed them into the office closet, and they turned into a vampire and started like biting the neck of their boss. And everybody said, wow, you really got your boss.
Could happen.
That's it. It was the tone of it. And I was like,
by the way,
what?
I want you guys to remember this conversation that we're having in segment two when I discuss the public can weigh in on what books can be banned. Remember this conversation that we are having now, because it is part of my opinion, my take on the public banning books that your kids can read.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, I'm glad we worked that out of your system. Good. Okay. Sort of. All right, Joe. So you see what you've been missing for 3 weeks.
A lot's gone on. I turned my car into an accordion.
Yeah, so you hold on. You got into a car accident, and the front of the car looks like, you know, an accordion, like you said. But I don't know the story of how it got that way. What happened?
Oh. Okay, I was on the way to work on a day program, and the LIE is always stop and go. It's horrendous. So basically, I was on my guard. You know, I gave myself plenty of room, watched everything. So at one point, the traffic starts to move, and it goes down sort of an incline and then goes back another incline. You know, not, you know, a hill, but just a small incline up an incline. So the cars are moving all around me. Everything is fine. No sense of a slow up. I look up where the incline is. Cars are moving. The first thing you take a look at is that the taillights come on, because I look way, and you guys know I drive a shitload of miles, you know. So I look, and there's no taillights up ahead. The traffic is not slowed. And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, I see this car is stopped, and I jammed on the brakes, and it was so sudden, there was no way to go. And I wound up rear-ending her. Apparently, there was two cars. I am under the belief that the car in front of her was maybe looking at her phone or wasn't pulling up to maintain speed with traffic, and she was behind it. And then I just caught up with it, and I couldn't stop in time. So I wound up hitting the car. The airbag went off in my car, wailed me in the chest. And, you know, everything, you know, it's so sudden and everything stops. And I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe that. So the dust from the airbag, because it's got this shit in it, is going up. Now I think the car's on fire. And I'm like, holy cow, I think the car's on fire. I got to get out of here.
We lost internet again. All right. Let's just can the video. Let's just can the video.
Yeah.
Because we will do this on the audio. So let me hold that thought. Pip, you talk for a second to Joe while I try to reboot.
Okay.
Yeah, and I relived the accident, because basically what it was that whole trip. I'm driving. I'm like, all right, make sure you got room. Everybody's slowing down. Make sure there's enough room. Make sure you get, you know. So I was concentrating on, you know, what I was doing.
Yeah.
And you just go down. Like I said, you go down this. You know, you go down. Traffic is moving all around you. You could see ahead. The key is looking ahead to see what traffic is doing up ahead. Because when I see that it's slowing down.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could see, you know, stop lights. You know, lights. Brake lights going on. What I'll do is I will slow down, and I will slow down enough where the car behind me has to slow down. This way, if I get up to the other traffic that stopped, I have enough room, enough gimme room to make sure I safely stop and make sure the guy behind me stops.
Yeah.
I did that 12 times during the trip to the day program. And like I said, I'm driving, I got the sliding sensors on, traffic is quite up ahead, there's still brake lights, traffic is moving quite around me, and then all of a sudden, two cars stop, and I just, and there's no time to stop, and I, you know, I just crashed into the car, you know, so, they got this, wind up policy, although, you know, the cop goes in, it looks like the car's totaled. Yeah, I checked on the other passengers, that was, I mean, not passengers, the other people in the accident, what it was. It was a minivan, and I pushed into the minivan, and the minivan pushed into this car. Everybody was fine. The cop, he set up a very nice guy. And we just, you know, I called the day program. I'm probably coming in that day. And, you know, I called the cops, and the cops showed up nice day. And we're ready to get towed up. And I had to make sure that my bumper was gone. My bumper was down the road a little bit, so I had to get that because I wanted to make sure I got the license plate off of it. because what happened years ago, I wound up getting in an accident. I kept the one plate, the auto body plate, the towing plate, never gave me the other plate back.
Oh.
And then 3 years later, I get a call from the town of Islip that I'm getting hauled into court because I'm selling my car illegally on the median strip of Sunrise Highway. And I'm like, that's impossible. I live in Huntington, which is, 12 miles to the north. And I work in Lake Ronkonkoma, which is about 15 miles to the east. There's no way. So I had to go to court, and I got the receipt from the towing company, and I had my canceled plate. And I showed it to the judge in the town of Islip. And he's like, well, we'll need to look into this. I go, no, we're done here. We're done. And I walked out, and nothing ever happened. So I made sure I got the license plate. And then the tow truck guy tows my car, gets me off the expressway, drops me off at this gas station. He's taking the car back to his tow yard. So I go to him. I go, I need to get something out of my car. Yeah, go ahead. It's on a flatbed trailer. I got to be a fucking giraffe to get what I need out of there, but I got it. So I go behind the gas station. I find a nice bush to set up shop, and I call up the insurance company. I call Geico, which is very good. Geico is very good. And I wound up getting hooked up with the rental car and, everything else I needed. I called the rental car place. I was in a rental car by 1 o'clock. And then I had to go get my stuff out of my car. So I drive there, and then it took me about 40 minutes to get all the shit out of my other car. And I looked up because they were going to give me a sedan. And I'm like, you don't have an SUV? I'm sorry. And it was like Labor Day week before a Labor Day weekend. I mean, I think the only thing they had available was an OP. Yeah, it was a friendly one, too, but nonetheless. So at the last minute, this woman pulls in a Jeep Compass and goes, look, she's giving this back. You want to take this? And I'm like, okay. So I get the Jeep Compass, and thank God, because basically I had to clean out another SUV, so I get everything there. And then I came home, and I just was so tired, I took a nap. And then I got up, and I go, all right, let me go to the hospital, because I wanted to get my chest checked out, because the airbag, if they call it chest trauma, the airbag just wailed into my chest.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm fine, but I just wanted the comfort of knowing nothing's wrong with me.
Right.
So I get to the hospital, and they're very nice, went to John Mather Hospital, and they bring me in, they take the x-rays, and meanwhile they put me in a little alcovey thing on the chair, and then they start hooking all this shit up to me, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. So that's when I took a picture, and everybody started freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm fine, but the hospital's got other ideas. So I was there, and I got to about 12 o'clock at night, and it was an ordeal that day, And people were kind enough to write in and go, you're fine, but you can always get another car. No, you can't. There's none out there. I went up four days, and there is nothing out there. I'm seeing cars with 50,000 miles.
All right, hold on, Joe. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to end our video broadcast. We're just going to do this audio because the Optimum's internet, which I pay a good amount for, sucks. So we're just going to continue talking, and the video is going bye-bye for tonight.
Okay.
All right, then.
And broadcast. Yes, end this broadcast. Okay, this broadcast is ended. Okay.
It's over. It's over time.
Yes. All right. I'm going to get out of StreamYard, and we'll continue, and whatever. Fucking disgusted. Okay. Very good. So where we leave Joe? Joe was in the hospital?
So basically, I'm done. It's the next day. Get out of the hospital. So I got the rental car, and I'm car shopping. And like I said, people are like, I'm glad you're okay. You know, you could always replace the car. And I'm like, no, you can't. Have you been car shopping? There's nothing out there. It is a ripoff. I got...
it's a ripoff. It's not a ripoff because people need cars.
Yeah.
It's capitalism, baby. Supply and demand, unfortunately.
Well, basically I'm going car shopping, and I'm seeing, I was looking for another CRV. A CRV new is about $30,000 to $34,000, okay? And they're going to rape you because they only have a handful of them. The used cars they have are going for about the same amount. And I'm like, way, way over. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And the thing about it is that I don't want to pay $27,000 for a car that's got 50,000 miles on it.
No, that's too much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And that's all you're finding. So I went in to ask about a new HRV, which is the smaller version. I figured, well, I'm going to have to downsize. And the HRV, they have all of them are spoken for. There's one coming in a month. And everywhere you go, well, we don't have this. It's coming in a month. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I can't find the car. The insurance company, I called the insurance company on Monday the 4th. When did I call? I called them on the 4th, yeah, right after Labor Day weekend. And they go, yeah, well, we're not going to be able to look at your car to deem what the situation is until the 15th, Thursday the 15th. And I go, yeah, but it's like Tuesday. Well, we don't know what to tell you. And I go, well, can we extend it? So they're like, yeah, we'll extend it. So I got an extension on the car. The car was supposed to go back on the 15th. They're actually going to extend it to the 20th. And I'm gonna keep the car. I'm gonna keep the rental car. You know, I'm entitled to it. I did buy another car.
You did.
Congrats.
Say what?
I said congrats.
A what?
Congratulations, stupid.
Oh, thank you. I thought you said grass. I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh my god.
Let's smoke to Joe's new car.
I'm sorry.
I said, let's smoke to Joe's new car.
Ah. But I got a 2023 Kia Soul, which I paid a shitload of money for. But I had to sit there and justify paying the extra because the thing was 21. They actually put $3,000 over sticker on it because it's there.
Yep.
And you could touch it and you could take it home.
Yep.
So, you know, and the thing about it is when I go into car shop, I'm a chiseler. I will chisel. I will argue. I will walk out. You will call me. I will come back. We will sit down again. You know, this way I'm looking at the car and I'm like, all right, well, and Joe's girl is going, well, you told Joanne one time that she had to be frugal when she got a car. You know, could you get, you know, maybe you didn't need to get another CRV or fancy. I go, Joe's girl, I go, the list price, on the Kia Soul is $21,000. A new Civic is $21,000.
That's not bad.
It's the same price.
Yeah.
Wait. A new Honda Civic Basic at $21,000? That's not bad.
21 to 22. Right. The Soul is 21 to 23. Mine is the base model. It's 21. So I told her I did. I didn't get a CO. The HRV would have been too expensive. I wanted that. And the CRV is actually what I really wanted. I go, I can't afford one. I love them. I can't afford one. And you know, I'll have to go to the Soul. I always wanted a Kia Soul because it reminds me of the Elements that I had. And,
yeah.
The only deal breaker was it wasn't all wheel drive. This is front wheel drive. I have to make a concession. I'll take it. I drove it and I love it because it reminds me of my Element. Which I loved. I own two of them. I wanted to buy a third one, but they didn't make them anymore. So I'm back into a boxy vehicle again, and I'm happy as a pig in shit. You know, but I'm gonna use the rental. They give me another week on the rental. So why use why put the miles on a new car when I don't have to?
Well, you know what? That's true. Because as long as they're going to cover it for you, why not?
Yeah, you know, and you know already in the thing. I was up, Chrissy Mayer from Ann's show had an engagement party, so Anthony, happy hour. So Anthony and I, we went up by, we were in Tarrytown. I had to go to Connecticut up by Hartford last weekend, you know, and then I'm going to be with my family out east this weekend. So, yeah, you know, I'll bring the truck back next Tuesday. I'll bring it back next Tuesday morning.
Nice.
You know, and they're giving me a good price. I thought it was sweet. They're giving me a decent amount on the old car, which I could actually pay off the down payment that I had.
Wait. They're giving you money on your totaled car?
Yeah.
Oh, Geico is.
I'm sorry?
your insurance company is.
Yes.
And how many miles does that have on it?
It had 197,000.
Wow, I'm surprised you're getting anything for that. You got lucky. That's good.
You better believe I got lucky, because basically I was like running the numbers, and I'm like, I'm going to have to get a second job, work during the week, you know, and no band, no comedy, no Davin's Den, you know, and just try to earn the money. So hopefully, so far, so good on that.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy, man. That's a problem with this country. Mm-hmm. You work your whole life.
Yeah.
You get one mishap. In this case, it was an automobile, but a lot of people, it's health or whatever it is. You work your whole life. You play by the rules. You're screwed.
Yeah.
This country is so fundamentally broken in so many ways. It's not a left thing or a right thing. It's just what we accept, what we find acceptable.
Yes.
Compared to what the rest of what other first world nations find acceptable, it just blows my mind. This guy's going to be what, 60? Yeah, are you about 60, Joe?
I am 60.
Oh, you're fucking old. All right. So you got a 60-year-old guy who's been working since his teens, working like a dog. Working at the same company probably like 10 years, probably in the same industry for 30 years.
What?
Yeah, I've been in the same industry 25 years.
Right.
And I've worked for the other one place 10 and this one 50.
Has responsibilities.
Yeah.
You know, he's not just a yes man there. Has responsibilities.
Yes.
Has one car accident. He's like, I don't know. I might have to find another job. I mean, that's what tells you how broken this shit is. I hate to use you as an example, but it's just sickening. I mean, we just and other countries, you get 8 weeks vacation,
mm-hmm.
and there's a safety net. Now, I don't know if there's a safety net for car accidents. I don't know that well, but they live a better quality of life. They don't stress themselves. They don't work from birth till death.
Right.
It's just insane. And people wonder. Well, I guess what they call it now, the silent quitting, or is that what the thing?
That's what they're calling it. But I'm not really completely clear on what that means.
So basically, what it's silent quitting, I might have the wrong phrases. Is when people are in a job and they're doing the bare minimum. Yeah. They're no longer going above and beyond. Now I'm dealing with a lot of those people. As I will talk about very shortly. So the people who get burned are the customers.
Yes.
But I get why people do that.
Yeah.
In their line of work. You know what? I'm not appreciated. You know, I'm not getting paid enough. And, you know, Joe has always argued, you know, we're paying too much. And maybe sometimes he's right.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. It's just a vicious cycle. We have such an expensive way of life in this country. We value stuff. We expect people to work their asses off. You know, you're a hero if you die of a heart attack at your desk at 56. You're a goddamn hero if you do that.
Yeah.
For what? Like if you stick it out to your 74, they give you a gold watch. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Like, so you have these top people that are living, you know, the Cribs lifestyle, whatever, you know, whether you want to begrudge them because they're an athlete or a singer or they trade stocks or they're CEOs or whatever. People will begrudge them for whatever. I never begrudge somebody who's making money. Good for you. Glad you got yours. Wish I could get mine.
Yeah.
But you have everybody looking up top. We are aware of what's top, but instead of saying, hey, I want a piece of that, you worry about what's behind you. You try to push the head down of the people so they don't take what little you're allowed to have. Instead of go, wait a minute, those people are getting all the benefits of our wonderful country, and they're not sharing with us. Well, they pay the most attention. Yeah, they get the most. If they get one car accident, they have three other cars.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about getting a second job at 60 years old when you've been working your ass off nonstop and you're not lazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a fundamental argument that we've had on this show for many, many years. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, man. Joe, this is what I've been saying. We're doing it wrong. You got in a car accident. You fucked up. You shouldn't have to be looking at a second job. You've played by the rules. You've done everything right up until this point. Everybody gets in car accidents.
Yeah.
It's just the way, especially on the LIE. Ugh, oh my God. God forbid they pave that piece of shit. But
well, that's what kind of led into it. Basically, it's been stop and go because what they'll do is they're paving the road now. But what they'll do is they can only do 3 miles, or, you know, probably about a mile of road a night.
Right.
And what mile and a half. And what they're doing is they're grinding up 10 miles of road. You know, so it's like a motocross track, and that, and basically once people get there, they're stopping. It's fucking brutal.
Well, listen, but I mean, I'm not. Listen, nobody likes being stuck in traffic, but everybody on this show has been bitching about infrastructure since we started.
Oh God.
So yeah. I mean, I'm not going to bitch that they're finally doing something.
No, I'm not at all. The road has to be so, like, coming home, I'll hit the traffic. You know, if I'm doing one of the workshops or something like that, or coming back from a gig, a band practice, you know, I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. But you know. It's a necessary evil.
But
also, I got the person I hit, their insurance trying to call me to ask me what happened, and I'm not calling them back. I'll let my guys handle that shit.
I'm ducking you. You're not going to get me on this.
No.
Joe's gonna put Rudy Giuliani out in front of a dildo store to give us a speech on Joe's behalf.
So the hurdle is with the car. I just hope the other people don't sue me. I don't. You know, everything should be paid up. You know.
I mean, I don't know what your coverage is. That's none of my business what your coverage is. But that's why we get all this coverage. That's why insurance is so expensive here. Yes. There's so many people. We pay in New York, New Jersey, exorbitant insurance.
Incredible.
Now, let's hope Joe had the right type of coverage and they do the right thing. And, you know, it doesn't cost Joe anything. Let's hope that happens. But listen, that's the way of life that we've signed up for, and whether you admit it or not. And if you say, no, I want to work less, I don't want to work till I die, I want more vacation time, you're going to get called lazy and un-American, and that's the problem with today's or whatever generation.
Yep.
And this just goes to, and I've been, you've on the show, I've been going, no, we are doing the show. And I probably have that opinion because I talk to enough people from enough other countries.
Yes.
To know what their struggles are. Now, things are exorbitantly priced in other countries.
Yeah.
Like a plumber, for instance, is exorbitant. So our prices might be less. But they also get weeks and weeks of vacation. They get their kids' college paid for. So there's no perfect solution. There's give and take. All I'm saying is, and it's like I've said about the healthcare, when we used to fight about that shit all the time. When you work your whole life and then, you know, God forbid you get cancer, somebody in your family gets cancer. Now, do I pay the mortgage or do I get the medication? We're doing something wrong.
People lose their homes.
The American dream, what do I want to say about the American dream? We value hard work as well as we should, because hard work does give birth to great ideas. And birth to a great country. We are not balanced, though.
No.
We are not balanced. We are unwilling to pay for our neighbor's social net, which I've always said on the show. Listen, if I pay a little bit more in taxes and I'm backed up more and my neighbor's backed up more, fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the thing about it is if you pay a little bit more in taxes, it goes into a bureaucratic system that is run horribly.
Well, that's true too. There's validity to that.
Yeah.
But either way, we get screwed. Either the private companies do it or the government does it. We don't really have any real oversight.
Well, the key to healthcare is, and we've discussed this plenty of times, is that it's got to be reviewed. The redundancy has got to be, you know, taken care of, especially with the billing and everything that goes into it. Also, the price of drugs. And
hey, how about a little tip of the cap to Biden? We can finally negotiate. We'll get those drug prices down. Here's the thing.
See how that works out.
Well, listen, man. Presidents have been trying to do it. Hopefully, it will work out. The reality is. The answer to it all, and then we will move on, and hopefully Joe doesn't have to get a second job, is there is too much money in politics. Money buys access. Access buys laws that screw most people.
Yep.
We've talked about it, I think pretty much we all agree. You get the money out of the politics.
Yep.
You have publicly funded campaigns. Go, listen, you're going to run for senator, you get $1 million. Spend it how you want. You can't put it in your own bank account, but spend it how you want. You know, the Republican Party is going to pick three candidates to potentially be their candidates. Well, why do they get to choose? Because it's their party, stupid. Come up with your own party. They get to choose. You have a primary. So for the primary, you get $500,000. Each member gets each of the three gets $500,000 to for their primary thing. You come out of that, you get another $1 million, $1.5 million. Where's that come from? The taxpayer money. But no more can companies donate. No more can I donate. We're paying for it with the taxes. May the best person win. And let's act. And then they actually have to work for us,
yeah.
because there's no payoff, because you're not getting it from the drug companies. You're not getting it from the oil industry or the windmill industry or whatever industry you want to talk about. They cannot do anything. None, because we are all paying for it with the taxes. And if you get caught, there's going to be fines and jail time.
Yep.
Fines and jail. And that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And then you actually have a, now listen, we can't agree on many things, but then at least in theory, you would have a government that is more likely to work for the people, right, as opposed to posers. And then we all do research. Hey, they say they're working for us. How come they have three houses? Because they sold books. What do you want me to tell you?
and the whole thing. And I'm not being facetious. It looks so good on paper, and it makes so much sense on paper, and it's just common sense on paper. The both parties who have run so, you know, it's politics, so deceptive and so shifty, to have them actually do that, it would be beyond impossible. You would have to clean house on everybody.
You would need to have, and this is a dirty word because it's been abused, you would need to have enough populace, and not Donald Trump's version of populism, but you like real populace. You would have to have enough populace get in who really want to work for the people. You'd have to have a mix of socialists and capitalists in there too, and you'd have to have a new constitutional convention. You would have to have a constitutional convention where an amendment would be made to the Constitution about money going into campaigns, and you would have to have the states do the same thing. Is that likely to happen in our time? Possibly not, but that's what it would take, a constitutional convention, and there's no incentive for them to do that because they're all sucking at the teat. They're all getting paid. You know, listen.
Right. I mean, back in colonial times, it was easy because basically there wasn't the horseshoe pack. You know, going, all right, we need to make horseshoes and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there was, but it wasn't. And we know this because we know the economics of the haves didn't have so much more than the have-nots.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the kind of, all right, you guys get what I'm saying. I don't want to talk about this all night. I just feel bad for you, Joe, because I know you've worked hard your whole life, and for you to be saying I got in a car accident and now to pay off for a goddamn Kia, which I have, it has like 293,000 miles on it, for a goddamn Kia to make you go, all right, I already eat at the dollar store. I might have to get a second job. It's ridiculous. We're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And this is my point, and then we'll move on. Unfortunately, people in Joe's position, I'm not saying Joe, but unfortunately, a lot of those people, as I said before, in Joe's position, they look down at the people who might take what little bit they have instead of looking up at the MFers who've got. Now listen, if you're Elon Musk and you create all this shit, you deserve it. I'm not going after Elon Musk. Well, I mean, he creates all these jobs, he has these brilliant ideas. If you're Bill Gates and you do something, if you're like the Steve Jobs, he's the one who created Apple.
Yes.
Fine. But if you're not, if you're a hedge fund guy, I got a problem with you. If you're an average CEO of a well-established company and you're not doing something so innovative, I got a problem with you. I don't have a problem with the people being billionaires who change society, who blow our minds, who in theory make our lives better by their sheer genius. Take all the money you deserve. Pay your taxes.
You gotta look at several ways between successful people, right? Like my bosses, they're innovative. They're always thinking. In down times, they will invest in things because they can get a better price. They're very good cash. They're a very good place to work for. So I see my boss with a Porsche, and the other guy with a Porsche. You know, these guys earned it. They're guiding the company. So a guy like that, people like that, you're like, you know, they worked hard, man. They did it. If you have some corporate people that I have to deal with that just go along with the corporate song, and don't think outside the box. Don't see what's going on in the market and reacting to it, common sense wise. But just go along the company lines, and they're making, you know, six figures. That I got a problem with.
Well, I would say to you, and then we'll move on. We're just going to use your boss as an example. I don't know him one way or the other, so I'm just using him as an example. Don't take it as an attack on your boss.
You met one of them at the gas station.
Right, Joe. I know. It wasn't life-changing when I met your boss at the gas station. I'm sorry. Maybe if we had shared a Slim Jim, it would have been. But he was nice.
Absolutely.
My the point is this, and we're just using your boss because you brought him up. He's any boss. If me driving a Cadillac instead of a Porsche, and I could put an extra $5,000, $3,000, $7,000, $10,000 into my good worker's annual salary, so that when they crash a car, getting to work with over 200,000 miles doesn't put them on fucking skid row, maybe I should shift the money. Maybe I can get by with one less Porsche. Again, most people don't think that. Listen, the guy worked his ass off. He certainly deserves the fruits of his spoils. But then again, you know, when you're successful, is there a responsibility? And I would argue, yes, there is. There is some.
To tell you the truth, at my place, if there was a situation getting to work, it probably would help out. They're very, very, very good people.
I'm not attacking your boss, Joe. I'm just using your boss as an example. I'm not attacking your boss. I'm just using him as an example. What?
You know, it's a very good place where my boss would be somebody like that would probably try to.
Joe, so, you know. I'm not attacking your boss.
Attack mine.
I'm just saying, because you brought up the Porsche thing. I don't know. Your boss might do great things. I have no idea. I'm just using him as the example that we're discussing. The generic him. I'm not using the him in particular. I'm using the generic Porsche driving boss, not your boss in particular. Okay.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And listen, I think in this country, if you have that opinion, my opinion, you're soft, you're socialist, you're commie, you don't want to work hard. That's what people say, because they realize they've worked hard. It was the same thing with the loan forgiveness, and it could have been done in a better way that Biden put out there, the loan forgiveness. And we've talked about it. We're all for paying for education. We would just like it expanded to, you know, plumbers and, you know, whatever, you know, all these professions that we need, you know, masons, all this stuff, you know, pay for that shit too,
that need training.
Exactly. What was my point? I don't even fucking know. All
right. No, you're just saying that, you know, if we could stop nitpicking every idea where we're helping a broader swath of our society to help them get a leg
right
up.
Here was my point. If we stop looking, well, I didn't get that break, instead of thinking forward, well, I didn't get that break, I would have liked that break, but we're going to pay it forward, so hopefully my kids or my kids' kids or my neighbor's kids are going to get that break, and hopefully they will have a better quality life. Because that used to be the American way, to let every generation would lay the foundation for the next generation to have it better. That probably changed with the baby boomers, my parents' generation, and we saw it in the 80s. Again, none of our particular baby boomers. I'm just saying generic, where it was greed is good. Gordon Gekko. I need a private jet. How many Porsches or Lamborghinis or whatever, as opposed to community, church, Boys and Girls Club, whatever it was, as opposed to giving to that, we took it as ourselves. And that's probably where things changed with the baby boomers. Probably there, and I don't think any of us have done it any better since then.
Yeah, the 80s.
Well, right, but that's when the baby boomers came of age.
You got to understand, with the baby boomers, you were raised by parents that went through the Depression that had absolutely nothing. And you kind of lived the life of, you know, of people that had nothing. So you kind of aren't, when you got some, you know, started to make it, you kind of, you know, you worked hard, you know, and you worked to get what you worked to get established.
You know, all right, I really want to talk about this restaurant thing because it ties in.
Okay.
So let's take the break.
Okay.
Let me cue up some music. Let's take the break, and then I'm going to start with the restaurant thing, and we'll see what stories we get to. Because it does tie in with what we're talking, because I was on the other end. I'm now going to take the other end, because I said it at the top. You know, I get why people are working slow, but then there's the customers. You're like, well, what the fuck, man? I just want to get whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is they want to get. So there's no easy solution. Let me cue up the music. I apologize for the technical stuff. Pip, if you want to message Lisa and tell her where the hell we are.
Well, she knew that there was a possibility that we had a problem.
No, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That, you know, the amount I'm paying for internet, and it's been a problem since I moved here, to be honest about it. But it's ridiculous that this is going on. But it shouldn't be that way. All right, I got one song queued up. Let me get the other song. And it's also, is it hot in here, Pip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to turn on the fan.
When the door opened, I felt a waft of air conditioning, and I was like, ah.
We have an air conditioner in here. I mean, there's a fan right above you.
Yeah.
I mean, not a fan. There's a fan above you, which I'm going to turn on. But there's a vent.
I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, there is.
All right. On the break, we got new music from Dialer with Fall in Love and John Thomas and DJ Combo with Remember Me. And you can learn more about both of them at khb-music.de. When we come back, I will tell you about my experience at our restaurants, the good, the bad, the ugly, on my latest tour. I think it'll fit in nicely with what we've been discussing.